Hey, I'm an elephant in Sanhedrin. Chazara. We're holding my Tashma. So, the Gemara had a shayla. They asked Rav Sheshes, could his son be a shliach for Bezin to give his father Malchus or to put him in Nidri? And Rav Sheshes answered that yes, the son is allowed to do that job. So the Gemara is now going to bring a Tashma against Rav Sheshes. So Tashma, halfway down the Amid, Pehei Amanal. Hayoyt to the Harik, someone is going out to be killed. Uba Benoi, and the guy's kid comes along, Giko, and he hits him, or the kid, and he curses him. Chayv, he's Chayv. The son is Chayv. Ba'acher Giko, the kid, someone else came, and either hit the parent, hit this guy, not a parent, hit this fellow being let out, or the kid, and he cursed him. Potter. That guy, the person, the non relative is Potter. Tavina Bal, we're wondering, Maishna Benoi, Maishna Acher. Why? What's the difference between the son doing it, Ezi Michayiv, and a friend of mentioned, a guy that's not related, is going to be Potter? Vamar of Chizdom, Vimisavim by Lotris. Then Yatz. Parish number one is in the Gemara that talking about a case where this father, the guy, the father of the guy does not want to leave Bezin. Means Bezin Paskin that he's Chayiv Misa. And the guy said, I'm sitting here, I'm not going anywhere. You got to schlep, drag me out. So, Rav Chisda, who argues on Rishayishis, he holds that the son is not allowed to hit the father. So, male, the son hits the father, even in the scenario of Misar of Malatzes, still going to be Chai. Mashayin came, the Acher, who's going to hit this guy that doesn't want to leave, is going to be Potter, because Maisie doesn't want to leave Bezin. Bezin's got to continue on with the proceeding of the Chayim Misa, and you hit him to get him out, so you're going to be Potter.
Why is it still Chayim?
Because the son's not allowed to hit the father in any circumstance. Which is the Chizda is arguing Armishashis. That's what's going to come out. But don't forget, now that's if you learn it like that, you have a problem for your Armishashis. However, Armishashis is going to learn his price. So that's the next line. If Sheish is Mukila, he's going to learn the Braisa. V'she'em misarav melatzis. We're talking about a case where the father, he's not misarav melatzis, or the guy, the Rese, whoever the guy is, that doesn't want to leave Bezdin for a snapshot, he doesn't want to leave. He's not putting up a fight. Yehaki Achanami. So why, if someone else hits this guy, call him this convict, why is he putter? Sorry, he's not resisting arrest, so to speak. He's going out nicely. The Gemara says, Acher Gaber Ketilu. He's a Gaber Ketilu. He's going to be a dead man here, so you can hit him. Direct the Gemara of Amrav Sheshes, Vaishu Yashar Numei, someone who embarrassed a person while he's sleeping. And the guy never got up from his sleep. Where?
The Rafesha says that he can.
Mm-hmm. Rafesha is going to argue, yes. Because Rafesha holds the guy's lot if he shtich bezin hit his father.
If he's not cooperating.
No, Rafesha is going to hold. Well, if he's, as long as Bezin tells him to hit, he's allowed to hit. Right. So we still have to understand, we still have to understand what the difference between a son and another person is. Yes, major difference. The Chista holds that the only way that even when the father is resisting, he's still not allowed to hit him. So the case over here, Baisha Yashin, he embarrassed the guy that was sleeping. And he never woke up, and he died. The mate, you have to pay to the Yarshim. Because the Maitza, the Rashi explained that the kids also get booshed out. So, here also, the Gemara is taking out that Baisha shouldn't be any different than hitting him. So, the Gemara changes the whole case around. Talk of my skin on, Bishiko Hakosh Ema Sharputa. We're talking about a case that he hit either the son hit the father Akashem Sharputa, or the other guy hit this person, this convict Therefore, you're not mechuyev to pay even for, like we weren't talking even this bush, but still even then you're patur because it's sheima shar puta. So now, practically more than that, how can you tell me that it's hakash sheima shar puta? If I'm around me, I'm reaching on, he ko, hakash sheima shar puta, like you do get malchus. So here also, the non-relative who hits this guy should get malchus. So Gemara says, my potter the comer, potter me mammon. Take nechanami. You're going to be chayiv malchus over here, but mammon you are going to be chayiv. I'm sorry, forget potter from money, but malchus you're going to be chayiv. Mechwal the benoy chayiv mammon. You want to tell me that the son is chayiv mammon? You can't be because we just said that talking about hakash shem shav pruta. So it can't be the son's chayiv money. Ela bedinai. Means, bedinai means you're going to be chayiv misa. So how can I be bedinai? So here also, the achar, he's taught there totally from Malchus also. But don't forget, if you didn't tell me that a son is chayiv mak, is going to be chayiv for hitting the father misa, that is going to invite to be shver on Mesheshis. So Mesheshis is still going to have a way how to learn the difference in the brides between a achar and a benai. So we're back to square one. How is he going to learn it? Ela achar hayna time of the potter, the Gemara is going to try to attempt another tarot here. The reason why if a non-relative hits the father or hits this guy, his potter, the amar krav and nasi ba'am chaloisar. The pasuk by klal says do not curse a nasi ve'amcha. It could have said nasi loisar. Why did it say ba'amcha? So the Gemara Darshan is ba'oisim ma'is amcha. We're talking about a case here of oisim ma'is amcha. So therefore, a son is allowed to curse the father. Well, that's why. Let's backtrack. That's why a non-son is allowed to curse this guy because he's not oisim ma'is amcha because he's doing averus. He did aver and bezim mechayiv him to be killed. So hatena. Kalala. That's fine. I can understand Kalala, the reason why someone else is allowed to curse this guy, this convict leaving Bezdin, is because of Ba'amcha. But Kalala, how do you know you're allowed to hit this guy? The Makshina Kalala Kalala. Our answer is here, your Makish Kalala Kalala. And just like Kalala, you have a limitation of Isma'i Ta'amcha, so Akalala, you have a limitation. Correcting Mara. Yachi b'noi nami, his son also means you're going to tell me Oisimai Samcha. So that Oisimai Samcha patted you for a friendly guy. So the son also should be patted. If you had a tour of Oisimai Samcha, what's the difference? So after the Gemara here, Kedamra Pinchas, Bishas Teshuva. Pinchas said over there in the case in Chagig, I think it is, that the guy did Teshuva. So Hakanami by Bishas Teshuva. The father did tshuva. They're passing on him to get a chiyuv misa, but my son, the guy did tshuva. So to get out of the chiyuv misa, we said the tshuva for sure doesn't work. If that's been passing the guy a chiyuv misa, then a Yom Kippur passed before they killed the guy. The guy cannot come and say, you know, I had Yom Kippur, I had a vidui, and I'll chayin all the business, I want to be potter. If that's been passing, they're done. But the guy, the din of Eisem Ma'is Amcha, he can still say the tshuva, and he can be Eisem Ma'is Amcha.
Tshuva is to really tell
the dream. Right, so that tshuva is possible.
Yeah, but does that automatically put it Oisim Ma'is Amcha?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What happens if it's not a tshuva that tshuva gemura? I mean,
well, we don't know this.
We don't know, right? So I mean,
the guy can still say the tshuva. Bezim will say, "Oh, you did tshuva, fine. So you're Oisim Ma'is Amcha now." Right.
Who's making that decision that is under? When do you go from lo asamaisa amcha to osamaisa amcha? When you do tshuva, or he says he did tshuva?
Yes.
Even though it's not telling him what you think. First, you think I did tshuva, and Kosh Baruch Hu says, you know, it's very nice the tshuva you needed to do, but it's not.
You're right. If it's not very beyond the makam, it's not going to work.
Right. So how do
I mean, the chaver, you have to do it. Then the makim, you could say the tshuva, and you know, hope Hashem anytime. How you know you every
right? So I'm saying, so how do you know he just took that step from one to the next?
You in Tzitzis Shemayim, you don't know, but at least in the Adam over here, you know.
And therefore,
you're gonna be chayev for. You'll be putter. One second, you'll be putter. He's not into my.
No,
depending on which case.
If he said he did tshuva and someone cursed him, okay?
Right.
Or someone hit him, right? Would he get for sure?
Misa.
Yes?
Yeah?
Is there the suffix?
The guy said he's a good. A minute ago, the guy was a good yid. I hear what you're trying to get at, but I still think the guy's a good yid, so, you know. You're going to count him in a minion. The same way you're going to count him in a minion a minute ago, you're taking for aid on something. You can't, like, you know. Flip flop. Okay, for this you will accept your tshuva. But for other things, okay, no, your tshuva is not accepted. Right? Okay. So Yachi Akhanami lost the tshuva. So freaking worry, Yachi Akhanami. Why are you putter for doing this? So Gemara says, Amara Mari Bamcha Bimikim Shabamcha. So we're talking about here that since the guy is gonna be killed, he's not a Mikuim Shabamcha. Besides the fact of Vaisimai Samcha, which you find, you want to say the tshuva, but still he's not a Mikuim Shabamcha. So therefore, since he's going to be put to death, so for Acher you're going to be putter. So that's how Rav Sheish learns how Acher is. Yachi b'noi nami. If he's not mekuim sheb amcha, so if a son hit him, should also be putter. Where says no? Mizir havi l'acher misa. Similar to l'acher misa. Just like l'acher misa, if you hit someone l'acher misa, you're going to be putter. So you're also cursing someone Acher Misa, you're going to be Maisa Chayiv. So you're also, even though hitting someone Acher Misa is Pater, but over here, it's going to be Chayiv. The way Rashi explained it is because Maisa, you're making a Chabura here. Right? Because normal Acher Misa, you hit someone, you're Pater. In this scenario, Acher Misa, you're going to be quote-unquote Acher Misa. It's not a real Acher Misa, but it's similar to Acher Misa. Therefore, you're Pater. So the final part of the theory of Sheshis is that he could have done Tshuva, but he's not Mekuim Shabam. So by a regular person, a friend of the guy, so he's not Mekuim Shabam. Hit him or curse him, you're putter. Hashem gave his son, it's like L'Acher Misa. L'Acher Misa Klova Yechayivan Haka. In real L'Acher Misa, when the guy's dead in the coffin, you're putter. But here, since this Haka, the guy is still alive, he's a dead man that has dinim of being alive, so you're going to be Chayiv for cursing or hitting. That is the Torah that Shishis is going to learn in that case.
That's for Beno only, right?
That is how Beno, exactly. My Havi Alam, what is the final psak? Can a son be a Shliach Bezdin? Means you already had a psak from Shishis. What's the Gemara Paskin? I'm a rabbi. Who not? Mechain Tana Dveir Shmol. First, it cannot be a shliach bezin, except chutz mimesis, except from the father's mesis. So mesis has a special limitation that the son can, yes, be a shliach bezin.
Everyone agrees that
now. Well, Sheshi still held that way.
Held
that you could. The Gemara Paskin is not like him.
Okay, so they argue.
Right, both. Hamaka avivima, ena chayev atchiyasa behen chabura. Someone who hits his father and mother is not chayev until he makes chabura. Zechayim mekal mimak. This is the following zechumra. She mekal acher misa chayev. Someone who's mekal acher misa chayev. But mekal acher misa your partner because there is no chabura. Parabanan avivima kilel. Pasuk says avivima kilel acher misa. That's coming to, since we said at the end the pasuk didn't read. It says don't curse the parent, and it says Avi Makilo. So that extra few words there is coming from Marv Lachamisa. Then you Makal Lachamisa Yichayev. She Yachal, I might have thought not that way. Hoyo V'chayev V'makeh V'chayev Makal. Just, I'm Chayev V'makeh and I'm Chayev Makal. Ma Makeh, and just like Makeh in a Chayev El mechayim, you only mechayim when the parent is alive. After mechali mechayim el mechayim, so too a mechal is only mechayim mechayim. Vayi kavuchaymer, I'll tell you kavuchaymer. Ma makish asavoy shloi ba'amcha kibamcha. You learn shloi ba'amcha kibamcha because this man number does not darshin. He doesn't learn makshin akala klala. So akka, you're never going to have a limitation of. No matter what, if someone hits the father, even if he's a varian gummer, you're going to be chayv. Which we do make a chilek. You still have for sure, I maybe have a side to say that you're not mechayv lachem yisa. That extra abim kilo is coming to be marba even achar misa for a klala. Honey, that's very good. He has avimai kilo extra, so he can learn out. The miyat leikra avimai el reishia Michael Meimar. How's he going to learn the Tanya? The Gemara is going to bring this brisa, which is the machlekes of Yonason and Reishia. Ish ish. If the pasuk starts ish ish, my time learning ish ish. What's it coming to teach you? The rabbi's bas tumtum mandragonis to include a bas or a tumtum mandragonis that hit that that curses. A parent is chai. I only know he curses both father and mother. How do you know only one parent he does that to? So don't forget now, Rabbi just learned now from Aviv Mekilo to split up father or mother. It's automatically mashma either together or both. At Yifra Kots Yachdom. Until the Torah says Yachdom, together. So Minale, Nathalim and Kalo. I'm sorry. So Minale, how does he know? How does you, Rishia, know the Lachar Misa? Because Avi Mekilo, he had to learn it out for a chiluk of either the father or the mother. So Gemara says, Nathalim and Kalo Avi Vima Mesumas. Pasuk in Mishpatim says Mikal as it says Mikal of Imoi. So that Reb Yoshi is going to learn out that you only have to do one parent. He's going to learn that for to include a bas a tumtum andragonus. Practicing more of Tegelim Ishish. Why can't you learn out from Ishish? Like who is this? Like Reb Yonason did it, right? Or like Rabbeisha. After the Gemara, no, Divatari question in the Adam. I can't learn out from Ishish because then I'll say divatari klashim yadam and I cannot darshan from that word Ishish. Okay. So listening, chaymer b'makim kal. See. Is it a lachem ishim sinah for that? I don't know. You just don't learn. I mean, Ishish is just a way. It's a figure way of speech, figure of speech, whatever you want to call it. You can't.
I wouldn't know what.
That's why they have to Gemara, I think.
That's
all right. I don't know. Correct the Gemara of have another Chumra, the Gemara says. Because why? And Makam, someone who hits someone, if you hold that if he's, even if he's not, if he's a Varian Gomer, he's not doing Eisem Eis Amcha, he's still going to be Chai. Mashenkim Mekalel. If someone who's not a Yisrael Samcha, he can be Pater. So the Gemara says, Kesavar Makshinan HaKol L'Kol. The answer is Yomakish HaKol L'Kol. So our Tana holds Yomakish HaKol L'Kol. So just like HaKol, you're going to be Pater. If he's an Avar, you need to be Yisrael Samcha. So HaKol also. So therefore we cannot say, the Tana cannot say, HaKol Yuchayiv, for even Eino Eisem Eis Samcha, because he's not going to be putter for Eino Eisem Eis Samcha. Mashengen, the Gemara held that you do not make Shakala Klala. So therefore, you would potentially still have one Chumra. Okay. Leima Hani Tanoi Kani Tanoi. Let's say these Tanoim argue, like these following Tanoim, of Eisem Eis Samcha or not. The Tani Chada. If one bride that learns Kusi Atam and Suva Al Kasa, you are not allowed to hit him. Viatam and Suva Al Kulasa, you are not allowed to. You are allowed to curse him. Tani Yidach Yatam and Suva Al Kulasa, you can do whatever you want. So Ruth Kuli Al Makusim Geri Emes. So they really were our Geri Emes. So now they have a din of Ein Ois Mai Samcha. My Lab Hakimilchi. Mar Saver Machina Kol Klala. Your Makish Hakol Klala, and just like Klala, your Pater for cursing them. So Hakol So. Umas Saver Loi Machina Kol Klala. And one of them holds you not Makish Hakol Klala. Loi the Kuli Al Loi Machina Kol Klala. Everyone holds you are talking not Makish Hakol Klala. Which means Klala, you'll be Pater for Ein Ois Mai Samcha. But a call you're going to be chai. Tzalcha b'akmilfi. Marsav v'kusim geri emes. One man that holds v'kusim geri emes. Therefore, you're going to be pater for akam. But you're going to be a pater for klala, but chai van akam. Umarsav v'kusim geri arayis. So they're never geri in the first place. They're really goyim. So therefore, if you hit a goy or you curse a goy, you're going to be totally pater. Yachi. Hai netani alam. That which we end the price of the Sharik Yisrael. He did have a shor as in like a yid, which is going to be, you have a din of chatzin ezek, and if a yid damages it, you're also going to be, you're going to be chayv, as opposed to damaging a goy shor, which you're pater gomer. But if you're going to tell me the kusi agevi aroyos, so why do you say, why is this bride telling you that his din has a din of a shor of a yid? He's a goy. El shema mina abakesha for you. So if I say, this machlokes is arguing in the hekesh of, if you makish hakal klala, if you're going to say hakal, so has a tour of oisim my samcha, or only klala does. Okay. Hagoyneiv nefesh mi Yisrael. Fuck the Mishnah. Someone who steals, he kidnaps somebody. Ein chayiv, the only time you chayiv, atchiyach, and send on the Mishusra, until you're makis into your Rishus. Rabbi Yehuda Imer Atchiyach, they send on the Mishusra, v'yishtamish bo, he actually has to work. And the Gemara is going to explain it, the workshop, Pachas Rav Pusis, Machalekis. Shinemar v'yishtamir bo, yimucharoi, you make him work for you and you sell him. Hagoyneiv b'noi, someone who kidnaps his own kid. Rabbi Shmuel b'nei Shor b'yechem b'nei b'yechem b'nei b'chayiv, it's a chayiv. V'achomim p'ychir, v'achomim p'ychir. God am yishchatzei ari chatzim en chayirin. He steals someone with a chatzei ari chatzim en chayirin. Rabbi Yudah m'chayiv, v'achomim p'ychir. He is m'chayiv and v'achomim p'ychir. In fact, the Gemara of Tanakam, Alei Be'imer, Tanakam doesn't need you to do work with this guy. Amar v'achol, b'rei d'rova, imer p'achol shavar p'ychir, g'beinayu. Imer of work, less than shavar p'ychir, p'ychir Tanakam, y'chayiv. For Rabbi Yehuda, you actually have to make him do work on a pruta. Vayir Yirmiyah. Ganvay, umach v'yashem. You stole this guy and you sold him sleeping. We'll see if the Gemara is going to explain what the case is. Mao. Or mach yishol ubra. He sold a lady for her ubrim. Mao. Yesh derech imrim b'kach? Or ain't derech imrim b'kach? Is that a way of doing work or not? But typically, like imrim klal, you didn't make the person do any work. By Yashan or by A.L.E. at Muberis. Where Tzricha Yashan the Zaga Alam, he used this sleeping guy as a seat, he sat on the guy. Isha Dokuma Ba'api Zika. Put her against he stood her up and she was like a wind blocker. So therefore she is more body because she's expecting to block the wind.
That's the
Shaila.
But that's the case of Incha Pruta.
That's the case of Mach Isha Lo'ubra. Or Ganav, what's the case of?
That's before, if you need to show a pruta or not.
Right. Well, it could be a show pruta. You're using a seat. You're sitting down on the person for
in the blocker.
Blocker also, you're being shielded from the wind. That's a show pruta. Okay, so the Gemara says, Derech Imer M'kach, Ein Derech Imer M'kach, Mai Teku, the Gemara blives Teku in the Shaila. Tana Rabbanan, Ki Matzei Ish, Goy Neim Nefesh,
yeah.
So the Shaila is, it's Kvish Shafut, the Shaila is that considered Derech Imer. There's normal work. You tell the person, buddy, tie my shoes, fold the laundry, clean up supper. That's normal work. Standing versus standing, okay, block me from the wind.
See, first of all, wife, what you see just now?
Some wives tell the husband, some husbands tell the wife. It works both ways, doesn't it? Okay. Did your wife ever tell you to stand up and just block the wind? I'm saying, it's not Derech Imer, the Maisa, right? Tell her what I mean. That's all included. Tana Rabbanan, ki yimatzei ish goyimim nefesh me'echav. That's what there's two. There's a pasuk in Devarim, there's going to be a pasuk in Mishpatim. Ein li el ish shegana. That only tells you a man that stole. Isha minai, how do you know a lady kidnapper? Tamlemer of a goyimim ish. That's marbe a lady. Ein li el ish shegana bein ish. Oh, bein ish. A lady, I'm sorry, ish shigon, a man that stole sai a lady and sai a man. Ish shigon vish. And a lady that stole a man. Ish shigon v'isha minayin. Tam loymar umei taganavu mikol makam. That mei taganavu tells you a lady that steals, even a lady, is going to be chayv. Tan yidach ki matze ish goyinu nafesh me'echav. Echad goyinu mese ish v'echad goyinu mese isha. Sai if you steal for a man, sai if you steal a lady. Vechad ger, vechad eved meshuchar, or he steals a katan. Either one of these people, if these are victims of the these are abducted people, you're chayv. Or ganvoy v'loy machray. Let's say you stole the guy, but you didn't sell this kid. Or machray, you taka sold him. Vadayin yeshem meshusa. You never traded they never did the exchange out of the kid. Or the person. Your potter. Machri la'aviv, oyla'achav men ha'krovim. He sold him to the father, the kid's father, or to his brother, or to the one of the krovim, which we said that was ransom, son yechayev. Ha'goinim is avadim, someone steals avadim, your potter. Okay. Tani tana kameda of sheshes. In the case of we said that there's a braisa that says you sell them to a father or to one of the relatives, you chayiv. One second. I learn me'achiv at yisene mishus achiv. Atam rechayiv. I hold you have to take it. We might see him totally from the mishus that he was in before. Before he was in the mishus of the brother, because he grew up. That's his relative. Now you're going to tell me you're chayiv. So where's the Tani Potter? I can learn over here that you're Potter. Yeah, what was your question? Someone steals Avadim, yes. Kidnaps Avadim. What's the problem? Going to Es Avadim.
Es Avadim is the word. Yes. In the case.
That's what
I wrote down in my Gemara a long time ago.
So
you can't steal from an
Evid. That means we're talking about here. You stole an Evid.
You kidnapped someone and then sell them and never use them, but the other person used them. So you're not chayav now. The person who's kidnapped is not chayav.
I think the guy himself has to the kidnapper has to actually work with him. Because if you sell, yeah, you mean, when you go and buy, if someone's Reuben selling something, you don't know if it was ever stolen goods or not. You're putter. The guy that's buying it is really putter.
So the guy's not chayav.
Won't be chayav, but chayav misa. Right. Yeah?
It depends on whether it's real property or illegal property. That's whether or not it can be abstracted from the person who bought it, right?
What do you mean? The chasim sheish them a price, or in them a price?
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
The other one can't steal from Nevit because Nevit can buy his freedom. So there are certain ways that more goes through that Nevit can acquire something.
Right. He can't claim that the mash ain't look a rabbi or shush by you. Right. But that's not what the Gemara is talking about here.
Right. The question came up. Right.
Does anyone compare the case where you just stole and didn't sell?
It's not a good thing to go kidnap somebody.
This is your Zayas is what Pachim is Chayav Shemayin.
Okay.
Is that true?
Well, yeah, it is.
Okay.
We'll say yes.
Okay, let's say yes. So, am I able to take that concept into this concept here and say, when you do half a, you have to do both conditions, right? And I only do one condition, right? Am I?
You're going to be chayav selling. Bezdin cannot give his guy.
I understand that, but are you? Well, what do you chayav this geneva off geneva, or you chayav you did a bad thing? What's the
both? It's a geneva man. It's a bad thing. Well, what do you want me to answer? What do you want to hear? What type of things do you want to hear?
I want to answer is there's no shaks. It's not kidnapping. It's not called kidnapping.
It is called kidnapping, but it's not called chenek kidnapping. It's called kidnapping.
I could say it's not called kidnapping. It's called you did not a nice thing. You're not going to be honored by the next banquet, whatever, you know, whatever you should. But you're not going to.
Well, you will be.
You're going to be in the same kind of case. Someone chose to play the age. There are situations where we can't. Most situations, they can't do anything. They don't have enough. You know what I mean? They have to have the age and test. The whole business has to really be mom's a perfect fit. Right? Okay, let's go on. So he says, Pater. My question is, the fact that Dilma Harav Shimon Harabon. Maybe one price, the price before is a bottom. This is Rav Shimon. Let's talk about that. I can't tell you the price is not like the Rabbanon. The Amar of Yechanan, Stam is Sisin Rameir. Stam is Rameir. Stam is Sephtah is Rameir. Stam is Sifra is Rameir. Stam is Free is Rameir. Now Sifri is the price of Bamidbar and Mishnah Torah. And that is Rameir. Let's see Rameir. Clearly is Rameir. They're all set to leave it to Rameir. So man, I can't tell you the price is like the Rabbanon and not like Rameir told me. So basically you have to learn this price that you are a potter if you sell it to a parent.
Sorry. Didn't we just say before that there are many, many anonymous commissioners who said that were Russ Brooks Shimon? So what we're saying here is that an anonymous commissioner.
Not a mission. This is free. This is a Sifri.
At the very beginning. The mission is Rameir.
Right.
So what that Gemara was saying is that was Rav Shimon?
No, it never has done that Mishnah. No, the one would say maybe you want to tell all the Raves go like if it was Rav Shimon. That's by Rave.
Yeah.
One didn't like it. One doesn't want to say it. Amazing. They were taking Gemara's Madat and Taycha. I'll check it out afterwards.
Thank you.
So last
thing,
so the last thing was the corner of the Kiva.
Yes.
Why?
Because it's not Me'achiv. He's still in that head spot.
What?
He's not. He never took him out. When you're selling him to back to the parent. It's not selling him out of his original Rishus.
If he's a Gadol, what
did he sell back to his parent? He's also, he's in Rishus. He's never left that. Call it a comfort zone. Call it something. Whatever type of.
I thought Chabad talks about he's Jewish.
Who?
Man.
No.
Jewish or a man.
It means also Yid, of course. But Achim means the Gemara is actually has to be.
So if you can have a wife and you tell them, ask them that to their husband, same thing.
Yes. Not the Gemara Vayta. I'm going to Benoit. My time in this talks about stealing a son, his own son. They're abundant. My time abundant. I'm Rabbi. I'm a Kroki. Must be problem. Must be. Son is always there. I'm there. A couple of by. I'll be answer. Okay. Must be Yisrael. Even Yisrael Bulas Bal. How can I be? Must be problem. Must be. Someone that's must be a neighbor is must be not chayv an ish dish. So you should base plenty in the shvi and abai. How can I be the petiri? You can't say that. I'm really another nimsa biyadik. I mean, I'm learning out from vinimsa biyadik. Not from Ki Matze. Amar Rav Hilga Hani Mikri Dardki Umasne Rabbanon Kimsuim Yadam Dami Upatri. Since these teachers and these Rabbeim, that since the kids are always there, and if Chashdom a Rebbe would kidnap Talmud, he's also going to be put there because it's Vinim Sibiyadai. It's always accessible. Gana Mishachat Siv Avichat Mincher. We had a Machlekes in the Mishnah. Fear Yehuda Yichai and Fear Chum Yipater. Tanah Hashem Yehuda Ima Elav Adam Vayishes. If someone embarrasses a Avid. You're a potter. My time, Yehuda Amakra, ki notu anoshim yatav ish v'achiv, mish yesh le'achva. Not every chain le'achva, every no has no achva, because there's no yichus. Amadai milchamar. The bar achiv u mitzvahs. The nice thing is achiv mitzvahs. He has to do mitzvahs. At least like a lady's mitzvahs. Therefore, you can't say he's not a achiv. So he'd be chayiv for the busha. V'hachay chidar shab Yehuda. How is he going to narshan our pasuk by kidnapping? Some me'achi me'achav is lafuki avadim. Going near nefesh me'achav is come to exclude avadim. B'nei Yisrael is the mutim yishichat zev chatz men chayrin. Me b'nei Yisrael from extra men, the mutim yishichat zev chatz men chayrin. So you have a double mir. Have a mir achar mir. A mir achar mir ala rabbis. Two miyutim chas zevi marbe. And it's going to be marbe a chas zev chatz men chayrin. Rabbanan, me'achav lafuki avadim. Loi mashmaru. They can't learn out. To mefki avadim, because the ma'is is the achavu mitzvah. He is your brother in mitzvah. The eved has to do a certain amount of mitzvahs. Bnei Yisrael, me bnei Yisrael. So what do you learn that for? Chal muti eved, chal muti mishchat eved chatziben chayrin. So for him, you don't have that spread, that extra, the double miut for chatzi eved chatziben chayrin, and therefore you're going to be pater for chatzi eved chatziben chayrin. Good. As Torah legoin in nefesh minayim, these two psukim are for the misa. Where does the Torah warn the person for against kidnapping? Rav Yehoshua Amar miloy signos. Learn from the signos. Rav Yechanan Amar miloy imachum karis avos. Learn from the pasuk miloy imachum karis avos. Vloy pligi marak lachashiv lab de ganeva. Marak lachashiv lab de mechira. So the man Amar says loy signos if he's learning out the ganeva aspect. Man Amar says loy imkaru is going on the mechira aspect. Do not steal. We're talking about someone who steals nefashis. At the kidnapper. At the time we're going to nefashis and we're going to mom. Maybe Lay Signet, which you ask any guy, what is Lay Signet referring to? He's going to tell you, do not steal means don't steal mom. So maybe that's what it's referring to. One of them is Davalam Minyonai. Ma'akasim Daber, Benefashis. I've come in fashas. He also come in fashas. Dr. Schwab, the question you asked me about if you don't hold the shleishes and minyan. First of all, I asked Rabbi Gerson. He said maybe he tackled holds. Eid amanam or holds of davar lam minyanay. I don't know. I'd have to check it up. Does he not hold of it? Or even if he argues in mishmo, maybe in this case he would. He was masking it. That's what he wanted to answer.
One,
but I.
One cannot mask it, but. It's definitely an alternative set of exegetical rules.
Right.
By Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shvat.
Right.
Just because it's not included here doesn't mean it doesn't exist. It's just,
right.
It seems to be specifically for Rabbi
Shvat. Uh-huh. Well, doesn't say Rabbi Shvat on that. Okay. Tani Yidach, Lay Signaibu. The going to Mame and Akasim Dabr. This is the Pasuk and Pasuk Kedoshim. That's the pasuk. The going to mamon across from that. We're talking about stealing. After I'm going to mamon, I'm going to the fushes. Maybe he's talking about kidnapping. I'm stealing mamon. He's shalish. Esther, minish. I turn the dresser then. No, I love minyan. My across from that mamon. I've come from mamon. Here also talking about being mamon. Eitmar. Not Eitmar. Eidi ganev. Eidi mechir. Menafesh shozmu. We have one peer of Eidim that said Joe kidnapped. And one peer of Aden say that. Okay.
That's
what someone said about Mary Grant, always uses. Someone said it, someone here said it. I remember. He said that? Okay.
Okay,
let's go. Itmar, Eidim, Ganev, Eidim, Mechirim, Nefesh, Shozmu. You have one peer of Eidim on the Ganev, one peer of Eidim on the Mechirim. They both got Hozam. Chizkia, Amein, Nerogin. Chizkia, Ho, they don't get killed. Vechon, Amein, Nerogin. Chizkiah, the Amar Kiva. Chizkiah, the Amar Kiva, the Amar Dover, the Chatzi Dover. when you say Eidus, you have to have a full, complete testimony here. So, Mael, if Eidus, beginning of the Gemara right now, the Gemara is going to hold. Gemara holds if you have two peer of Eidim come in and say, say that one did the Geneva, one guy, and then one says Eidus and Geneva, one says in Mechira, you're going to be, I'm not going to get killed. Only way is going to be with one peer of Eidim. Okay. Yes.
Going back on feeling. You have to give out messages. If you see someone's feeling, you have to give them a warning. Or a guy's kind of only if there's a warning, if he has a drop.
For panic over here, can you ask for a warning?
No. For ignoble, we're talking about more.
You don't have to warn any guys. Every Geneva is every Geneva. So you can get mousing.
How do you know when you have to give us raw and when you don't have to give us raw?
It's hard to give every guy an astral. A guy's stealing. You know what I mean? He's
and also, are there other psukim that refer to Kneva? You don't have to have the example. For instance, if you want someone Kessel or Kalim, you don't say God is Shalom Shnai.
Because that's supposed to tell you they don't have Kessel there.
So doesn't that also tell us that it's a Kai for Kalim?
Fine, so it's another law, but it's first of all, it's another sin, another aspect of Geneva, the Chiddush of Kefal, which was talked about over there. Also, you can say law for love. Not only is one law for eating for Geneva, there could be other law also. Okay, first the Gemara. Also, not first the Gemara. Moed Chizki and Chizki's Moed of Eidim Achreim Shaben Tzera Meir. The last, the two, the Eidim Ben Tzera Meir, you had to have one Eidim, one set of Eidim, and the actual eating, then you get Malchus, then you have another set of Eidim on the second set of Eidim on the eating, and then they'll put him to death. So Eidim Achrayim Shabbat and Sarim Marisha Hozum, when he got Hozum Shinarabim. Why? The first set of Eidim could say, La Koisi Banu. The first set of Eidim, my Meister, is saying Eidim is on a full thing. The second set of Eidim also saying on a full testimony. Maskler of Papa, Yahi, Eidim Mechir Nami. Liktalu, the Eidim Mechir also should get killed. They could come in and say, you know what? We saw this guy steal, kidnap, but we only came to Bezin to give him out because we never came to kill the guy. The Chitim and Sarva Chitzi, the Lucky, Chitzi holds Taka can't get the Eidim Geneva, do not get Malchus. And we're going to prove right now, the next 5-6 lines. The Chizki holds you do get Malchus, so you can't tell me it's true. Chizki holds you don't get Malchus, so if you hold you would get Malchus, then the Eidim Geneva could also say we're coming from Malchus, and we'll be back Shver to original question. Okay, so we read the Gemara. But Eidim Eidim Geneva Nefesh shows me you have Eidim Geneva on the kidnapping that they got Hudam Chizkim Rebbechina. Machlekes Chizkim Rebbechina. Chad Omer Loikin. One man hold you get Malchus. Chad Omer Ein Loikin. One hold you don't get Malchus. Tarmino, and I'm going to say to Stein. The Chizki Ad Omer Loikin. Chizki holds you get Malchus. Mid Omer Chizki Ein Erogin. Chizki says you don't get killed. The Rebbechina on keeping them in Erogin. Since they would get killed, have Lav Shnitz on Saras Mrs. Bezdin. To lav shnei nasaras mises bezdin, since his lav is going to end up being punished in bezdin, to lav shnei nasaras mises bezdin ain't like in love. So either lucky the guy who is saying testimony, the guy Joe is saying testimony about can't get Malchus. If you want to be mechayev eid mizoyim Malchus, how are you talking? So I was waiting for someone the first time to ask this. The question is what happened to the first Mishnah in Malchus over there? There are scenarios where the guy doesn't get Malchus. The person you're saying this about doesn't get Malchus. But the Eidim would get Malchus on. Right? Namisa, okay, so you get Malchus. So why is it saying over here, Inu Hechilaki? It sounds like the end of the world for the kidnapper not to get Malchus, but the Eidim to yes get Malchus. It's not like, I don't remember what the answer was, but that was the kasha I was waiting for somebody to. But okay, fine. Elamar Papa. Okay. Elamar Papa Beidim Mechira the Kuli Amalei Pliyim. The Gemara is going to change the around like this. Beidim Fira Papa Beidim Mechira. If the Eidim came in into two sets of Eidim, one says on the Keneva, on the kidnapping, and one says on the Mechira. So then the Eidim on the Mechira, they got Huzam, they are going to get killed. Because that is a Dover, that's going to be a Dover Shalom. Keep pleading by Eidim Keneva. The Machloikis of Chizki and Rechanan is by Eidim Keneva. Chizki on Rein Naragi in Keneva Lechudakheim. Keneva is standing by itself and Mechira Lechudakheim. And therefore, you're not going to get, they won't get killed. From the economic Naragin, Geneva Aschal to Mechira, Geneva is Aschal of Mechira. So, Mela, let's say they both said Eidus, and then they were Muzam. So even if Rabbi Yechanan, the Eide Geneva are also going to be put to death. In that case. Umoida Rabbi Yechanan, the Eidim of Rishonish of Ben Sarimara. Rabbi Yechanan is Moida by Eidim of the first Eidim of Ben Sarimara. Shein Erogin means by first Eidim by kidnapping they do get killed. Hashem and Sarimur they don't get killed. Why? They could say we are coming to give this guy Malchus. Therefore, to give this kid Malchus. Mashenkin over here, in the case of kidnapping, they cannot say we're coming to give him Malchus because it's Lav Shnei Nasar's Misvestim. Okay, that is how Rabbi Papa learns up the Machlokes of Chizki and Rabbi Yechanan. Amar Bayo, somewhat new Gemara. Hakom Oidim, the Ben Sarim Meira. Bayo is going to say three mysterious statements, and the Gemara is going to explain each one of them. Hakom Oidim and Sarim Meira. Hakom Oidim and Sarim Meira. Everyone's Oidim and Ben Sarim Meira two places. Umachloik is Ben Sarim Meira. Also, there's going to be a Machloik is by Ben Sarim Meira. Now, the Gemara explains. Hakom Oidim and Sarim Meira. When is the case that everyone's Oidim by Ben Sarim Meira? Oidim are Rishonim, and the first Oidim that come and say, this kid stole and ate meat and wine, drink wine, Shein Erogin. There's first eight, and then they turn Muzah Huzam. They don't get killed. They can say, all we came to do is give this guy, the guy that means this kid, Marcus. Therefore, you're not allowed to kill us. The second Hakomoyim is going on, the second Adim, they do get killed. The second Adim, after this first kid ready ate, they're going to get killed and they get Huzam. The first Adam could excuse themselves and say we just came to give Malchus, and these Adam are coming to on the whole thing on a cool dover. What's the case of Machlokes Ben Sarimara? Two Adam came in and say, you know, this kid, he stole money from his father in front of us. We saw he picked pocket his father. He cleaned him out. The Shnayim Omer, another two Eidim say, you know what? We saw him go to the store to go and eat this meat. So, male, those each set of Eidim is a Chatzidavah because you need each one's gonna need another one. Stealing money is not enough, and eating is not enough. You need the Eidim stealing and the eating. So if you hold Davar a Chatzidavah, you're gonna be puppet deal. You would not be able to give the kid Malchus. If you hold his no psul of Dover, the Leichati Dover, then they would be able to, yes, get, so they'd be able to get Malchus over there. Yeah.
So, that line you ever holds would hold the same thing by kidnapping?
Who, the man named Dover Leichati Dover?
Yeah.
Yes. The big tumult here is if do you have to come on to Dover Leichati Dover? When the Gemara says Elam Rav Papa, if you look at the Gemara carefully, the Gemara makes no mention of Dover Lechati Dover in the Machlokes. The Gemara says the Geneva Lechuda Kaima or Geneva Aschatim Mechira. So Rashi throws in Dover Shalim. The Rishonim and things that ride in the Baal Amar, they go on and attack it. It's not Mukrach and there's a Mashal, some Mashal. There's a lot of raid over here. If you have to come on to Dover Lechati Dover, at least to fear a Papa the way he's learning. But at least the Pashup Shad and Rashi they are arguing in Dover Lechati Dover. Going back over there. Okay, final Gemara here for the Mishnah. Amar Vatsi, Eide Mechira Benefesh Shehozmu. You have a Eide Mechira. He said that Joe sold this guy, his victim. And then they got Muzam. Ein Erogim. They don't get killed. We're going to see the Gemara, and throughout the Gemara is going to say exactly what the Hechitimus is. Why? Because Shiach Aleimar Abdi Makati. He could say, I sold my Eved. Means that which you saw me selling a kid, he's really my Eved. So you have no business saying Eidus on me to put to, on that I kidnapped and I sold. Amar Yosef, command Azar from Eitzel. Who's this going like? The Rasi, Kriv Kiva. So Amar Dover, Chatsi Dover. Kiva holds there's a limitation of Dover and not Chatsi Dover. So here also, it's a Dover, Chatsi Dover. Amar Yabai, Elikar Abanan, Neragin. If you want to tell me, Sira Abanan, you don't, who do not hold of a palm of Dover, Chatsi Dover, you can get killed? Homi Toys, Kamar. He said, if I do, he's going to have that card of saying that I could say that I was selling my own Evid. I can tell you even for Rabbanon. There was never Eidi Ganeven didn't come here. If I don't know, I never established in Beis Din that the guy was a kidnap. He kidnapped somebody, and all in Beis Din, all these two Eidim are coming in and saying is that he's selling somebody. So I don't have any Eidus to work with. He'd be selling his Eved. They came. They eventually ended up coming. The other Eidim of Geneva came. The Katim I remember. So Vaita, when one said Eid, why would Bezin accept in the first place? They are in contact. The Eid of Geneva and Mechira are in, they're saying Ramazan to each other. Mountain reason Milsi. Remember Mr. V. Mil said that would be enough to combine the Eidim of the Geneva and Eidim of the Mechira. And now this guy is saying on the Mechira and he's hood that we should be put to death. Remiza is not enough. Let's just see the mission here. Zokin Mamre, that was the next case in the Mishnah, the first Mishnah that they get Chenek. Alpi Bezdin. He has to go against Bezdin. Shnemar ki Pole Mimcha Dover La Mishpat. Shloisha Bate Dinim Hayusham. There was three Bate Dinim in Beis HaMikdash over there. Echad Yosheva Pesach Har Bais. One was in the doorway of Har Bais. Echad Yosheva Pesach Hazara. One was by the entranceway to Hazara. And one is sitting by Lishkas HaGozis. Now the whole entourage, you have this zucking with his bezin in his hometown come up to Yerushalayim, to the base of English. So they come to the first bezin. They lay out the machlokes in front of the bezin. This is how I learn. No, because he had a psak, he was passing, there's a machlekes in his bezin. He felt that this thing is mutter, or aser, and they felt that it's mutter. But anyway, what I see with the situation.
His hometown
bezin comes up. So, kach dosh chaver, kach man kach man chaver, right? So, im shamu, if the bat first bezin heard Amarlem, he'll tell him psak, and they could go home. Then Rav, but he's not going to be Zakim Mamre then. But in Barnahem Aisai Shah Pesach Azar, they go to the next Bezdin. In the Dori of Azar. Vaymer, he says, Kach Darashti, this is what I darshin, Kach Dorsh Chaverai. So I'm a friend darshin, Kach Limati, this is how I learned, Kach Limati Chaverai. Im Shamu, if they heard what the Pesach would be in that situation, Amr Lam, they tell them. Him Lav, Eilav Eilu Barn, inside the first Bezdin, inside the second Bezdin, they all come up with Bezdin and Gadol Shablishas HaGazis. They come to this big Bezdin. Torah goes out from here to all Yisrael. And they give them, they tell them, sack, and they say they pass in against him.
The first two also pass against him, right?
They may not know. If they pass in against him and he goes home, he's not going to have a dinner with Zakin Mamre.
No, so what I'm saying is that, you can't skip steps, right? You can go, listen, I know I'm so right.
No, you can't skip to the Bezdin and Gadol. You have to wait.
Because,
you have to go. You can't just appeal to the Supreme Court, the Habdol. This is a procedure, right?
The other two places were filled at this time. I don't want to wait. But will Ben Zagali listen to me yet, or no?
I don't know. Her not. Her, they have a certain order of how.
Obviously, also, you have to, like, maybe you would have listened after the first. It's like the whole stages.
Yeah, I hear.
He's not a couple of persons, the lower courts?
Well, he's not a couple. He's not going to have Dinam Zaka memory. He has to be against the highest court.
The first two gave him stock.
Right. So the stock passing against him, and he went home. He still didn't like it.
No. If he didn't like the stock with first and second base, then he can still go up to the highest base. Then.
I'm not sure. Mission. What says the mission here is that they don't know.
I thought they said.
Amalem in Lav, they go to the next step. They didn't hear, and they go up to the next level. If the Bezin heard what the Psak in this scenario, in this case, would be, they'll tell him the Psak.
And then he has to go home?
I don't know. You're asking, does he have to, could he, what's the name? Could he continue appealing? Possibly, yeah. But at least the Mishnah is not talking about that case. Maybe he's talking about a case where they didn't know, so they went to the next court. Okay, what are we holding here? Chazil Yirai, Shana Avalim Ibdash Shayalam and Pat. Let's say he's just learning, he's just learning what he used to learn. He's taught. If him higher lasses, if he gave a psak, you know what? I'm passing against what I heard. He's chayiv. Shemar of isha sheyasev v'zodin ain't chayiv actually higher lasses. He's not chayiv until he actually passes. Talmud shahayir lasses. Let's say a Talmud, not a zaken man. We're talking about the zaken is the eldest guy in town. A Talmud, it's not a guy. He wants to come and passkin, and then he goes out to the bed and a god and passkin against him. So it's pater. He's going to be pater. His chumrah that we don't let him passkin is end up getting him off the hook at the end of the day from Nisa. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, I just want to thank everybody for coming and for participating in the shiur, and everyone's having good gesundheit.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.